Good evening. The question was asked, had Adam HaRishon not transgressed in the Garden of Eden, what was going to happen with the Jewish people? So we have a few concepts I want to discuss leading up to this question, okay? The Midrash tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, in different contexts, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I have my principles, and they're going to exist in this world with you or without you. My principles have to remain. To the point where Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're not going to live up to my principles, then there'll be a different person. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the one who has to take the Jews out of Egypt. You're the one who's supposed to give them the Torah. Moshe says, give it through Ezra the scribe. Give it through Rabbi Akiva the sage. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, it's your job. However, there are also contexts in which Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, with you or without you, my principles will remain. And either you adhere, or there will have to be a different solution. But my principles will remain, Hashem says. When Hashem approaches the Jewish people to give them the Torah, the Medrash says that the Ribbono Shel Olam said to the Jewish people, don't disappoint me. The people of the flood disappointed me, so I wiped them out. Sodom and Amorah disappointed me, so I wiped them out. Don't you disappoint me now. And so Hashem holds the mountain over our heads and says, will you accept the Torah? We say yes, we accept the Torah. And from there on, Hashem makes a pact and says, from now on, you're my chosen people, and it ain't changing. You're the chosen people. Okay? The Medrash, in that context and in other contexts, is alluding to a concept. When the Medrash says, don't disappoint me like the generation of the flood, the Medrash is comparing us with the generation of the flood. And in other Midrashim, we are taught that Hashem sent the prophet with the Torah to the world before the flood. So we are taught, in different occasions, that Hashem did send the system to the world. And Hashem did give opportunity for nations, or a specific nation, to adopt a moral system that was similar to the system Hashem gave us, whether it was identical, whether it was the same Torah Hashem offered them, that already there's room for interpretation. However, the concept that Hashem offered the world the Torah, yeah, that concept exists. It's the famous Rashi on Hashem Misinai Ba, right? In the end of the Torah, in Parashat Vezota Beracha, so Rashi quotes the Gemara that Hashem offered the Torah to Edom and Hashem offered the Torah to Yishmael. And Rambam in the Yemenite Epistle explains that Hashem sent a prophet to them offering them the Torah. So this concept that Torah predated the Torah that was given us is documented in Chazal. Then there are Midrashim that say that Hashem offered the Torah actually even before the flood to the world. So this concept we have in Midrash. So now you ask, well, what was supposed to be in the world? What would happen if Adam wouldn't have sinned? So I think the answer breaks down into two. On the one hand, Adam's transgression was part of Hashem's plan in this world. There was a concept of how Hashem wanted the world to evolve, and when we read the stories of Genesis, the stories in the beginning of the Torah, of Adam and Chava and the Garden of Eden, I don't think we should read it as the story we were taught as youngsters, that Adam and Chava were just strolling pleasantly in the Garden of Eden, enjoying the sights, when suddenly, etc. I don't think that's the pshat, even, of what the Torah wants to tell us in that story. Eve's transgression and Adam's transgression, these were part of the system Hashem wanted for the world. However, there is room to understand that the world was given opportunity to grow and to be an ethical world. The idea that the flood was a product of a certain disappointment in the evolvement of the world, and that those disappointments repeated themselves until finally there had to be a chosen people, that leaves room for discussion, whether humanity pursued their hedonistic tendencies and that led to the Jewish people. As the Midrashim indicate, there were opportunities for the world before the Jewish people came to the scene. However, Chazal tell us that before creation there was a concept of the Jewish people. Hashem planned into creation a concept of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three patriarchs, and the concept of a Jewish people that would help guide humanity to reach its destiny. And so there is such a concept that there has to be a people who guide the world to becoming an ethical and kind world. There is such a concept. Whether that concept had to play itself out the way it did, that I don't know. I think that Adam was supposed to leave the Garden of Eden. That was part of the plan. I don't think it's the understanding is that if he wouldn't have made that mistake, so then the whole world would have been in the Garden of Eden. I think there's a plan here, and this was part of the plan, that it should evolve this way. And now we're working our way back to Eden. However, how did it have to play itself out? How many details of this plan were already preordained? When our sages teach us that the concept of a Jewish people preceded creation, Hashem said, when I create this world, there will be one chosen people who will lead the world in a certain direction. Did it have to be this way? Or were there other potentials for how it would play itself out? I think we have indication in the Midrash that it did not have to play itself out this way. Hashem gave potentials to the world to realize their potentials, and many opportunities were given. If it was to Esav to be a partner with Yaakov, and then the concept of a Jewish people would have played itself out differently. If it's earlier, the potential of the generation of the flood, the potential of the Sodomites, we definitely see that the Midrashim give us this concept that Hashem said, I want the world to be a better world. And Rav Soloveitchik claims that the whole world was supposed to get the 613 mitzvot. That's what Rav Soloveitchik writes. So I don't know what his source is. I have guesses as to what his source is. However, the concept that we alone have to receive the Torah, I'm not convinced that that concept had to be from the time of creation. The idea that the Nevi'im tell us that at the end of time, Hashem will reveal Himself to the nations. The idea that at the end of time, the nations will say, let's go up to Zion and learn what God wants from us. That the Jewish people are supposed to be teachers to the nations. V'yare'u mimeka. They will learn from you, the Jewish people, how to be God-fearing people. I'm not convinced that it had to play itself out the way it did. We have multiple indications in Chazal that leave me room to think that Hashem gave the world many chances until the point of Matan Torah, and that is also supported by the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that the Gemara says, Ra'a v'yater goyim. Hashem saw in great disappointment how the nations had evolved morally and said, okay, in that case I am reducing their potential in this world. I will limit what I'm offering them in this world. Ra'a v'yater goyim. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara sounds like, initially Hashem said, I'm giving them more potential. I'm going to give them more potential, and they didn't live up to it. Again, that breaks down into other questions, but in a nutshell, I think that's the direction we have from Chazal.